Assalamualaikum. Om Shanti. Good evening again. Thank you so much to David. You will meet David several times throughout the retreat. He will do morning walks with us and play some music. David is a very gifted musician and also artist. So many pictures on the campus are done by him, or even if you go to other centers in all parts of the world, there will be sometimes pictures that are made by David. So, hello, David. I find this is a very beautiful moment right now, because the long waiting comes to an end as the whole retreat is before us. So it's a good moment for you, but also I think for the planning team. I'm not part of that, so I can say that, but there has been so much detailed planning gone into this whole retreat. And now finally the day has come, and we are really very, very happy to welcome all here. And I'm aware that for you, the Brahma Kumaris is unknown. But still, I would like to share how it comes about that you have to drive to Rajasthan, the land of kings, onto a mountain in order to visit the headquarters of the Brahma Kumaris. And if I was to describe the Brahma Kumaris with one word, I think it would... Okay, Okay, translation is okay? Good? Okay, fine. So if I was to describe the Brahma Kumaris with one word, it would be change. Change. From the very first second until now, it's always and only about change. And this started in 1936 when the founder, Brahma Baba, of whom you see pictures on the campus, maybe even in some of the rooms you'll find pictures of Brahma Baba. So he had visions. He had a vision of how the world could actually be, that the world could really be a better place. And then he got also some divine revelations as to what are the steps that would bring about this change. What inner change needs to be done so that we then have finally a change on the outer side and in the world even. And so that was in 1936 in Karachi. Karachi, nowadays Pakistan, and then it was United India. And people got interested. What is this method? And soon a group of 300 people, mainly young women, they gathered around Brahma Baba and they wanted to learn about that. And for 14 years, they practiced intensely to bring about this internal change. 14 years, more or less secluded from the rest of the world. And I would say they learned how to live. 14 years, they learned how to live. What matters, what doesn't matter. How to see the self with deep respect and regard. How to meet others with deep respect and regard. How to solve problems in a non-violent, very spiritual way. How to draw power into the self to overcome inner challenges. So all this is learned in 14 years. And then in 1950, that was 3 years after the partition, Pakistan, India, the institution moved to India. So someone was sent before to look for a place, and this place here on the mountain was found. And so this group of 300 people, they come here, and soon they understood that what we have learned about inner change, we can't keep that for ourselves. We have to bring that out. We have to bring that to other people who are also interested in bringing about inner change. Because they found the method, it works for us, so it would also work for others. And the founder, since the beginning, he handed over the administrative responsibility, the administrative power to women, because it was, from the beginning, it was a concern to empower women. And from these humble beginnings, the Brahma Kumaris has now become the world's largest spiritual organization that is led by women. And so these young women, they set off for different cities in India, established centers here and there, I would say with empty pockets and full hearts. And centers were established more and more all over India. And in 1974, the first center was established abroad in the Western world. And we have the fortune to meet someone right afterwards who has been instrumental for that, who has been in this very first group to bring this knowledge into the Western world. And so as people found, yes, this, it really works, we can change, so more would come and wanted to see this place. So groups came, and the original campus, which is called Pandav Bhavan, you will also visit that one day, this became too small. So one hall was built there, of which I really love the name, Universal Peace Hall, you will see that. But even that got too small, and so 1996, this campus was opened so that more groups would be able to come and be served and could learn about this method of inner change. And the name of this campus is Academy for a Better World. Beautiful, isn't it? Academy for a Better World. And so that's where you are here. And again, most welcome to all of you. And now I would like to invite two main teachers of the Middle East, and that is Avatif Sharaf. Where is Avatif? And Sheikha Al-Arfaj. And they will address a word of welcome in Arabic. So you will listen to the meaning, I will listen to the sound.
Om Shanti. Ana ruh musalima. Ana ruh musalima. بقدر ما سمعناها كثير واحنا ناخذ الكورس بقدر ما الان الفرصه لان فعلا نستشعرها ونعيشها ونجربها يسعدنا جدا ان نكون معاكم في هذه التجربه محطه جميله محطه تحوليه في رحلتنا الروحانيه واهنيكم ان فكرتون ان تجون إلى هذا المعتكف خاصة أن هذا المعتكف يعقد عقب 4 سنوات من التوقف تقريبا بسبب كوفيد فبالتالي هذا المعتكف فعلا مميز مميز لكم مميز أيضا لنا جايين المرة احنا أيضا بطاقة مختلفة وهذه التجربة تذكرني في عام 2005 لما جيت هني لأول مرة في معتكف Peace of Mind سلام العقل في عام 2005 كانت تجربة مميزة جدا مليئة استشعارات إدراكات واستشعار المكان فكانت من إحدى الإدراكات لي في ذلك الوقت شنو ممكن تكون الجنة أحسن من هذا المكان؟ How can heaven be a place better than this place? فهذه مطبوعة في عقلي وذاكرتي، وكثير من التجارب مطبوع في عقلي وذاكرتي. وبالنسبة لي أنا طبعا في مثل هالمعتكفات هي فرصة للمتعة، للاستشعار، للتجربة، للتعلم، خاصة من السينيور سيسترز مثل إتنا ديدي سوديش اليوم بتكون معنا وقت آخر، فالتعلم منهم كبير جدا، بالإضافة إلى تجاربنا معاكم، مشاركتكم، مشاركتنا معاكم لها طعم خاص، لها طعم مميز. وكثير منكم لحد الآن قالوا طاقة هالمكان جميلة، توافقون؟ نعم، طاقة هالمكان جميلة، مكان الناس اللي يمارسون اللي ساكنين في هالمكان منذ سنوات عديدة يمارسون التأمل بصورة يومية، تأمل سيادة الذات، تأمل التواصل مع الله، يوغيز نسميهم يوغيز، يوغيز بمعنى تواصل مع الله، هم ممارسين التواصل مع الله، فتصوروا مكان يوميا هذه الطاقة فيه. وبالإضافة إلى هذا حتى لما أجي أنشطة مثل اليوم وأنتوا كلكم جايين، شنو هدفكم؟ هدفكم تطوير الذات، هدفكم روحاني، فهذا كله يزيد من الطاقة، يزيد من الطاقة. ففعلا بالنسبة لكم فرصة للقاء الذات، للقاء الذات، الذات لم تلتقوا فيها منذ مدة طويلة من الزمن بسبب كل ما يحدث حولنا وخاصة في هذه الفترة. فرصة لكم عشان تعمقون تجربة التأمل، سيارة الذات، تأمل الراجا يوغا، لأن احنا أخذنا الكورس ولكن في حياتنا العملية العادية يعني نحتاج أكيد أن نطورها في وجودنا هنا، بحيث أن تكون لكم هنا تجاربكم الخاصة، تفرد لكم كأشخاص. طبعا استمتعوا، استشعروا، عيشوا اللحظة، كونوا فقط في اللحظة، كونوا مع أنفسكم وكونوا مع المجموعة في نفس الوقت. المجموعة جميلة، تجذب أن الواحد يكون معها ومستمتع، بس لا تخلون هذا يطغي على الجانب الداخلي، لأنه هذا اللي بنميكم لدرجة كبيرة. فما بقول لكم أن أتمنى أن تستمتعون، ولكن أقول لكم بإذن الله تعالى سوف تستمتعون، سوف تستشعرون إن شاء الله. أم شنتي، in brief in English quickly. So it is, I really congratulate you that you managed to come, especially in this tough situation, and especially after 4 years of pausing this retreat. This reminds me of my experience in Peace of Mind in 2005, where there was lots of experience, learning, and realizations, and one of that realization is how can heaven be a better place than this place? And for me it is a joy, it is getting benefit, learning from our senior teachers and being with you, with the participants, is having a different flavor. So it is an opportunity for you to meet yourself, to experience and to practice Raja Yoga, to have your experiences in Raja Yoga as individual persons. Enjoy being alone, being together in the group, and you will definitely enjoy. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. أنا روح في سلام. سعيدة جدا أنكم قدرتوا توصلون لهالمكان، لهالجبل، بهذه الزحمة، بهذا الظروف. وسمعت من كثير أنه كان عندهم عائق مادي أو جسدي أو ارتباط بالعائلة أو حتى فكريا ليش أضيع وقتي في مكان ما أعرفه هو شنو. وكنت أستمع قبل شوي، لكن أعتقد الجميع باللحظة اللي وصلوا فيه لهذا المكان جيان سروفر معناته بحيرة المعرفة، أعتقد لامستم من أول لحظة هذا التغيير. وأكيد مجهودكم اللي عملتوه للوصول إلى هذا المكان 100% راح تحصلون على الثمارة ومجهودكم ما راح يضيع أبدا. كان الأخ ماتياس يتكلم عن التغيير أو التغيير، ونفس الشيء أنا كنت مع عواطف في أول رحلة لنا في 2005 لما إجينا في Peace of Mind، ضايعين يعني مش عارفين إيش الموضوع. كنا من أوائل العرب والمسلمين اللي جينا هنا، فكل شيء جديد علينا، ولكن كان في عندنا إيمان عميق بأن أكيد راح نستفيد، والحمد لله كما ترون الآن له الوقت يعني تقريبا راح نكمل 19 سنة، ومتعة ما بعدها متعة، فائدة ما بعدها فائدة، كأنه كنز حصلنا. وكما شرح الأخ أن المكان هذا جيان سروفر هو بحيرة المعرفة اللي الهدف منها تجميع كل من في العالم، توحيد واحد وإعطاء المعرفة. فهنا كثير من اللقاءات اللي تصير للأطباء، للمهندسين، للعلماء، لرجال الدين، للأمهات، للشباب، من جميع الأنواع ومن جميع أنحاء العالم، والكل يستفيد. جمال هذا المكان أنه يخاطب البشرية كلها، وهنا التوحيد الحقيقي، لأن إذا في فرق بشيء واحد التفرقة راح تظل موجودة، ولكن التوحيد الحقيقي أنه الكل يعامل بسواسية. وهذا كان الشيء اللي جذبني في هذا المكان بالهدف تبعه. وأستحضر دادي جانكي، ما أدري مين اللي لحق عليها من هنا، اللي هي كانت رئيسة الجامعة، فقالت لنا أول مرة أتذكر لما إجيت، قالت Why you have to think، لماذا تريدون أن تفكرون؟ وايد تفكير قر في راسنا، لماذا نريد أن نفكر؟ فلفتت نظري إن شو معناته لماذا نحتاج أن نفكر؟ أكيد شلون نعيش بدون تفكير؟ فكانت قالت إن إحنا أوتوماتيكيا راح نفكر لما نحتاج الشيء، بس ما نحتاج نفكر زيادة اللي هو الأوفر ثينكينج. والآن في هذا المكان هي فرصتكم. ما أنسى هذه الكلمة، قالت أنتوا إيش تحتاجون عشان تفكرون؟ قررتم تأتون هنا للخمس أيام، المكان موجود، الغرف موجودة، الأكل موجود، كل الخدمات والفاسيليتيز موجودة، إذن هذا الوقت لكم أنتوا فقط كاستشعار، أن أستشعر الأنا الحقيقي والوعي الروحي التام، أستشعر علاقتي مع الله، أستشعر من أكون وكيف أخذ عطايا الله بقدر الإمكان. فالنصيحة اللي وصلت لها أنه هذا المكان لكم، وأنتوا تكبدتم كثير من الوقت والمجهود والمال حتى تصلوا، فليكون هناك استفادة تامة لذاتكم. راح تشوفوا ناس من كثير من دول وأشكال، ونستمتع طبعا، احنا مخلوقين لأن نكون مع بعض، ولكن الأفضل الاستفادة لذاتنا، لأن هذه الفرصة لن تتكرر في حياتكم. فكيف أكون إيكونوميكال في الوقت، في الفكر، في الاستفادة؟ وفي كثير غرف المديتيشن، في كثير معلمات، وفي ديديز احنا نسميهم اللي هم بعد الداديز، اللي شافوا المؤسس برما بابا وأخذوا منه وتعلموا منه، فهذه فرصة كبيرة نستفيد منهم، وبالحضور، بالتواجد، بالديسبلين، القوانين اللي موجودة كثير، هي إن عمل الورقة للاستفادة، إن أنتوا تستفيدون. وما نعمل من فراغ، نعمل كله لمصلحتكم. وبالفعل هي جامعة لنغير ذاتنا من أنا الحالي إلى أنا السامي، أنا السعيد بالأخير. ما هو هدفنا وغايتنا بالأخير؟ نكون في سعادة بالضبط، وهذا اللي إن شاء الله راح توصلونا، راح تأخذون هذه الجلنس منها. فشكرا لكم، وإحنا سعداء جدا وموجودين على طول حق أي شيء تحتاجونه. نعتذر أن البرد شديد، فإن شاء الله تحتاجون أي شيء كمان تبلغونا. I should explain in English in a very nutshell. This is a place, as Matthias explained, for change. So it's a platform. Everything is available. The organizers, the place, the food, the rooms, the all the facilities. And Daddy Jenki one time she said, "Why do you have to think? It's just this place is for you. So just keep it for experiencing as much as you can experience." And you have all the Didis, the senior teachers, and really a big thank for the organizers all level. We will be introduced to them as well. So all this is done for you to use it and get benefit out of it. Thank you. We are happy to have you here, and Om Shanti.
Thank you, Shekha and Navatif. And now I'd like to invite Didi Sudesh together with Aruna. Do I need to introduce Didi Sudesh, or did she just introduce herself? Didi actually means elder sister. And Didi Sudesh is one of our most senior and very respected teachers from this institution. She is the European director of the Brahma Kumaris in Europe and the Middle East. And she is the nightingale of knowledge. There is no end to her wisdom and her knowledge. That means that you would come up with any kind of problem, Didi would be able to highlight the spiritual side of the problem and also the spiritual solution. And of course, traveled worldwide. I could give a long list of countries and of conferences where she participated, but I think it's not all about that. It's about what you have become, isn't it? That's what we are interested in. And with Didi Sudesh, we have someone who has become an embodiment of these teachings. So we are very happy to have you here, Didi. And we are also looking forward to hear from you and to learn from you. And Aruna Latva, she is the initiator and coordinator of the Inner Peace and Inner Power Retreat. This is actually the 11th. And if it wasn't for her, there wouldn't have been a first even. But she's coordinating and organizing all this 11th with a very powerful team in her back. And she's the one who thinks of everything. So if you think, in this retreat, really nothing is missing. That's a big part also because of Aruna. Sorry? We are told not to think. So, and Aruna will now first speak to us, and afterwards... Sorry, I forgot about that. First, we get a welcome dance. That's Purva from Global Hospital. Yes, yes. Welcome, Purva. Thank you so much, Apurva. Wonderful. One is a dance and the other is a smile. So, Aruna, you only need a mic.
Om Shanti. So I think you've heard this word quite a few times. Om Shanti is our greeting of peace. So I'm going to talk to you a bit about the retreat, IPIP. As Matthias said, we started 11th retreat. We started in 2009 or 2010? 2010. And, many people ask us, was your retreat successful? So how do you define success when it's a spiritual retreat? Because we don't make money, right? You know, we don't make money. So it's not by monetary means. It's not even by membership, right? We're not attracting members as such. So what is it? And so success is that people who come take away a full heart when they go from here. And I'm sure that will be the case with all of you. And I can guarantee that. I can guarantee that on day one, because that has been the experience of many people, not just on Mount Abu, but in our other retreat centers as well. Because the way we work with ourselves is with a lot of truth and a lot of honesty. And this is a very safe environment for you to work on your soul, on your heart, on your mind. And because of that, you're able to digest a lot. You don't even have to work hard. Things just begin to settle into the soul and into the heart. And once there is that click, and once there's that realization, then it just naturally comes into your life and you start embodying the knowledge. It's as easy as that. So, yeah, a warm welcome from myself and the team. I think we work well as a team. It's not just myself. I don't want to take all the credit. We definitely have to work as a team because I'm not from the Arab region, so we definitely have to work together. So regarding the retreat itself, yes, we, believe it or not, we start planning 6 months ahead when we have to fix dates for the retreat. Because this campus is used a lot throughout the year. And so then we are sorting out the dates, what works, what doesn't work. And then about 3 months before we start putting our head into the program, the theme, and stuff like that, start contacting people. So, yeah, all of you have been invoked since then. And I want to say that it's a very balanced program. It really has a bit of everything. And it looks like a very full program, but we have tried to keep a lot of free time for you in between where you can rest and take a break and have time to yourself, have time to rest, like sleep as well. So if you follow it as it's prescribed, it does work. And so that's what I would like to say is, if you can come to the sessions on time, come to the meals on time, because as you can imagine, it's a big place and it has a ripple effect. If you're late for your meals, then they're late clearing up and then they're late washing up. So everything has a ripple effect. So try to be on time to all the sessions. Yeah, so I want to say that you're going to be visiting different campuses as well. This is one of a few campuses. So Gyan Sarovar Academy for a Better World was created after, but the original campus is just down the mountain, and that also has a very high vibration. So you're going to go there one day. From there, we will take you to a beautiful rock. So those who can climb, those who are serious hikers, they will get to go. Otherwise, the rest of you can walk around the lake that's there. And yeah, beautiful sunset meditation up there. If you can make it, it's worth going up. Then we take you to the hospital, Global Hospital, which was actually also built and partly funded by the Brahma Kumaris. It's a memorial to Mr. J. Vattumal. After he passed away, he wanted to build a, in his will, he had said he wanted his funds to go to a hospital, and so there was a need on the mountain. And so we have the Brahma Kumaris running that hospital. So Apurva, who you saw, she's one of the nurses in the hospital. Yeah. So you'll get to visit that and all the outreach activities that they do. It's very inspiring, actually. Then we'll go to what we call the Peace Park, which is a beautiful land that was acquired that's up the mountain. And you get to have fun and games. We play, we do races, we dance, we have a picnic, and we come back. So yeah, you'll have a lot of fun activities. And then interspersed amongst all that is deep classes by a variety of teachers with a variety of experiences and backgrounds, and the meditations. So I also want to say that it's very important that there are those moments of silence, because there'll be a lot of sound and a lot of talk, but then you have to give yourself those silent breaks as well. Otherwise, there'll be an overdose. So yeah, take care of that. And I want to mention just a few other things. So basically, regarding food and diet here, I mean, it's India. It doesn't have everything that you would have in the West. Plus, it's quite limited on the mountain, the vegetables, the variety of vegetables. So I saw the lunch today, which was not bad. Did everyone enjoy the lunch today? Yeah? Okay. So, yeah, we're going to be trying to offer you the best we can. If you're not happy, you want something else, let your guides know. And again, we'll do our best to, yeah, offer that. So, yeah, in the morning, so tomorrow morning, you will be meeting here again at 6:30. So 6:30 will be a meditation. And then 7:15, there'll be exercise in here. If it was sunny, we'd have you outside, but the temperatures are quite cold. So you'll have exercise with Sujata. And at this point, I would like to introduce Sujata. Is she here? Sujata? She's outside? Sujata? So Sujata is actually a dietitian at the Global Hospital. And every year she gives her time to us. And it's exercise, but with a very playful mood. Okay, so it's not just aerobic or hard and fast, but she adds her own wisdom to that, laughter to that. You do laughter therapy and you do om chanting to just, you know, wake up the vibration. So yeah, lots of different exercises she'll show you that you can do at home as well. So you'll have exercise with her, or you will have the walk with David. So for that, I would suggest you come prepared for your meditation so you can then just head out for your walk. So make sure you bring right shoes, warm clothing. And the walks are also beautiful. David takes you on different directions every day. And then you also pause in between, get a chance to look around, absorb everything. And David plays his flutes, variety of flutes he has. He has a number, I don't know, 50, 60 instruments. Yeah, something like that. He has a and people donate. So if you have something, you can donate to him and it's kept here and he plays all kinds of instruments. But we would like to say that we'll give you an opportunity on the last day to take photographs. But in the past, you know, other people have wanted to just walk in silence. As soon as you start get your camera out, there's noise, there's selfies, and, you know, it's not conducive. So I would suggest if you want to take a photo quietly, okay, but otherwise just try and take in the moment. That is the moment, isn't it? That is your photographic moment to remember here and not just on your phone. So take this time for yourself and yeah, try to put away. I mean, I would like to, but we're working. We're on duty. You're not, right? You're on a retreat. But yeah, just give yourself this time to put away the phone and just be with yourself. Somebody was sharing with me earlier out there that as soon as she came, she's normally wherever she goes, she would immediately inquire about her family. But being here, she's absolutely okay and not concerned, and everything's going to be okay. Okay, just one or two more points, and then I want to hand over to Didi. Oh yes, a couple of important points. So basically, we do have bears, but not the friendly type. Okay, we do have bears in the jungle, and we do have tigers. Yeah, so I wouldn't suggest anyone go out on your own at night, and don't wander off. Please let your guides know wherever you're going, whatever you're doing. We'll introduce the guides at the end after Didi. So yeah, just please do keep them informed of your activities. And I want to say that this is a no-smoking zone. So no smoking is allowed on the premises. If you have the urge to smoke, then you'd have to go outside the gate to smoke. But again, try to be with yourself. If you need medical attention, we have a dispensary down there. It's a small dispensary. If you need something more serious, we'll take you to the hospital. So don't worry, everything will be okay. Drink bottled water. So in your building at the reception, there are bottled waters, and you can just put the money in the tin. Mostly that's the system. I hope that's still the system. You just take a bottle and you put those rupees in the tin and do it yourself. Yeah, try not to waste the food. That's another thing. Always take again and again if you want. You can go 3-4 times to take extra. But as you know, we try not to. If you're not sure of the taste and all that, just take a little and always go back for more. Anybody objecting to photographs? Not having your photographs taken? Okay, thank you. I think that's it for now. Yeah, Didi? Thank you. So we'll hear from Didi now. She's going to speak for about 20 minutes, and then a meditation. And then we'll be back again. Thank you.
Om Shanti. You have already heard the meaning of this. Om, I am. What am I? Who am I? What is my inner self? What is the quality in me? Shanti means peace. I am peace. Greetings of peace means you are also a peaceful soul. I am a peaceful soul. It's sharing that real peace, inner peace, inner power, inner peace. Whenever we have, even the words we use, the expression, language also tells or expresses the experience. Doesn't matter which language it is, but meaning expresses in that language, because it is something that the inner being is experiencing and expressing. So peace when we say somewhere is a lot of noise, I want a quiet corner. Noisy is too much noisy. The contrast between noise and quiet, children are shouting or making some noise, keep quiet. We don't say keep peaceful. So this is external, connected with sound or beyond sound. Then it's peace. And also, it's in fact, it is the inner peace comes through inner power. So, power something which motivates others or empower others. So, something which is the source of activate. For example, you come in the room and you switch on the switch, power cut off. Immediately you expect power cut off or something. You are using some instrument and stopped, power cut off. So something which is more subtle, motivating force, or the power to bring into action. In reality, both things are connected with the inner being. Peace is used in different language. So, you have been to the garden, now Dadi Janki's park, and I think you would have collected flowers there. There were some flowers. I would like to give you power, the flower which is actually grown in the garden of your life. Are you experienced that when you are aware of it? What is peace? What is this actually flower? It's five petal flower. Peace. P-E-A-C-E. Five petals or five letters of the word peace in English. P for positive. And it is always connected with the mind, peace of mind. So thoughts is the energy of the mind, creativity of the mind. It's up to me how I think, positive or negative, right or wrong, weak or strong, high vibrating thoughts or low vibrating thoughts, empowering myself or having doubt in me and losing my energy. So thought is actually the main is in peace is positive, pure and powerful thoughts which is created by the mind. Now where is this mind? Is it in my heart? Is it in my head? Where is it? When you think, where do you focus? Where do we talk with? When we think or suddenly we remember something, where does our thought go? Here. Whenever we say, Salamakum, Malakum Salam, we automatically our hands go up here. Doesn't go here, doesn't go here. Salam Malakum, Malakum Salam. It goes, is this area? Let me think. Oh, let me think. Oh, I forgotten. My kismet, my fortune. Immediately you go here. So thoughts, though we feel in our heart and we say, oh, I'm feeling this, but in fact feeling here. Feeling peaceful or feeling disturbed. Impact is there and we experience because we are sitting in this body. The energy which feels becomes emotional, expression, depression, whatever it is. At that moment our feelings. So positive energy is the main source of peace, but purity in it. And when purity is there, automatically it is power in it. Clean, pure, pak. There's power in it. And so, positive, pure, and powerful energy. But it is actually something which we need to, it's an education. Situations make us aware how I'm feeling and how I should handle it. It's an education we learn through situations. But also, peace to empower myself, I need to exercise again and again. It's an exercise which makes me powerful, just like physical exercise makes our limbs strong. In the same way, mind becomes powerful when I exercise in my thoughts. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Then Ruhaniyat increases. This richness and purity, it is subtle energy. Ruh you cannot hold in hand, but you are actually all the time there, which is thinking, feeling, experiencing, expressing. And this exercise, this expression of peace has to be in action. Peace is not passivity. Peace cannot be experienced just going in a cave, going up on the mountain, sitting somewhere in the forest. If a city is very quiet, noisy, I get a place in the forest. Then all people from the city will go in the forest. Forest will become city and city will become forest. But peace is connected with my own personality, my own reality of my Ru's quality. The power within me, the power within you. But it has to happen or expressed in action. It is not passivity. It's not just question of stopping the war external. It is war begins in the mind and peace also begins in the mind. It's an action, interaction. When I am actually working with others, at that time I need that peaceful state of mind so that I am stable, still, powerful. It is acceptance of the situation so that I can handle it. Like a mechanic, a machine will come broken to him and he is able to handle it. A doctor, certainly patient, will come in front of him and then he can, with patience in him and in giving patience to the patient. So in action, and See, result is mind is cool, intellect is clear, personality is courageous. Then these three power of the Ruhu, of the power of the soul, Ruhani energy, spiritual energy, works in harmony. Mind, intellect and personality. It becomes natural nature to be, when my three, these inner powers are in harmony, it's real power. Power to tolerate, power to face, power to accept, power to appreciate, power to face, power to adjust. All these powers, which is inner energy, which is handling what is happening outside, with cool mind, clear intellect, confidence in the self, and courage. This is the battle. C, P, E, A, C, E. Then everything is everything. Love, happiness, harmony, wisdom, truth. It's a peaceful state of mind. It's everything. It is enlightened energy, elevated energy, which automatically uplifts you. It becomes subtle and subtle. It is not photographed. Our face, I am disturbed or I am happy, is photographed. But you cannot catch it. You cannot photograph the real thing. You can photograph the flower, but not the fragrance. Fragrance is touching you. Air is touching you. You cannot touch it. So more powerful we are becoming, the more subtle energy, inner energy is increasing. And so power is, where is power latent? Power is in just a point. The power is in this subtle atom. Point, just a dot of light. Pinpoint. Your book, pin drop silence, pinpoint silence. So this inner silence, which is the power which transforms others, which can help others, which is helping myself, it's not the power of violence. It is the power of inner silence, which is very sweet. You like to take it more and more in. Inner being, inner power. And this power is actually making me live and actually exist here. This inner light, when we say the light is gone, life is gone. It's the light, the power of peace, power of truth, power of purity, power of love, power of happiness. These is the power. You cannot actually photograph it, but in fact it is touching you. And then you create an image for that. Coolness. What is coolness? Show me the coolness. You will show me, maybe you can show me the place where is very too much ice or some. But what is, I'm feeling cold. Show me the cold. You feel something, expression is being shown. So my meaning, feeling is that it's inner development, inner power transforms, inner power purifies, inner power uplifts, inner power has the power to accept. and especially the power that I am able to appreciate other when I'm hearing the praise of others, how much power I have that I don't interrupt him. Or I begin to, yes, you are speaking about him or her, but she, he is this and that. Can I really this with purity and with goodness, with this energy of bakshish or goodness, mercy and love, power to forgive, power to forget, power to uplift others, and also power to uplift myself. If I am feeling very happy, disturbed, peaceless, I need the power inside. And then I need to collect this power. I know that at this time I don't have, I need to connect with the source. Immediately my mind goes up. It's not the image, we create images. Pictures we make because we need to see something. As with eyes we have the practice of seeing with eyes and thinking up after that and hearing and then thinking and speaking. So all our sense organs have become so accustomed, or we have become accustomed to use only gross things. But power is something very subtle. God is called the Almighty. What is might? Transformation, purification, and then so much appreciation of that power in positive way or benevolent way. So we need to experience this power by being soul conscious, Ruh conscious. I am a soul, a pure and peaceful being. Keeping time in mind, I should full stop here. But it is just in this point, the energy which stays here in the center of our forehead, inner light, inner peace, inner love, which is selfless love, benevolent love, uplifting love, forgiving love, giving and giving. The supreme light gives and forgets. And human beings give, take and forget. Appreciation, thank you. Human being will maybe on the with words, but fullness with mercy, love, is fullness in power, knowledgeful, peaceful, loveful, powerful, blissful. So when this fullness is there in this energy, it means everything full makes you successful, beautiful, loveful. Om Shanti. Now let us have a few minutes in silence or meditation commentary. I sit comfortably, relaxed. Om, I am. I become aware of my true self. I realize I am living energy. Metaphysical being of light. I have taken this instrument, my body, my jisma, to experience and express myself. My true self. I am a pure and peaceful soul. My mind is like cool and calm lake. Positive energy flows like a river. Focusing on positive energy. Positive thoughts create ripples of joy in me. This peace is filled with joy, with bliss. My thoughts create vibrations of peace. The deeper I go within, the powerful, peaceful I become. I vibrate peaceful energy. I I transform the environment. So the atmosphere around me also change.
Finish off our session tonight. Thank you, Didi, so much for this meditation and for sharing your experience and your presence with us.